So recalling the data from the Prodige 24 trial comparing adjuvant modified FOLFIRINOX with gemcitabine in patients with resected pancreatic adenocarcinoma, the hazard ratio for disease-free survival was 0.58 and 0.64 for overall survival in favor of FOLFIRINOX, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty substantial. The hazard ratio is one thing, but for these kinds of studies, what I'm really looking for is I'm looking at landmark time points, 2-year overall survival difference, 5-year overall survival, because that sort of is indicating what is the increased likelihood of being cured from your disease, not just an improvement in median survival, but what is the greater likelihood you will actually be cured?
Well, I mean, if it actually is 10 or 15%, that's pretty substantial. That's much higher than you get with most situations with adjuvant therapy of breast cancer, for example.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good point. That's absolutely true.
Although, I mean, overall, globally, it's such a dismal situation. Maybe it's sort of hard to see it, but...
Yeah. And again, that's improvement compared to, I mean, the control arm for the Prodige study was compared to gemcitabine. You know, it may be that FOLFIRINOX compared to nothing, maybe the absolute increments may even be greater than that. The comparison to just to gemcitabine, you're seeing sort of a substantial improvement.